Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Callum Borchers. A month from opening its $2.6 billion Everett Casino, Wynn Resorts might have been down to the final details, making sure the light hits those hand-assembled Murano glass chandeliers just right. Instead, the company has something much bigger on its to-do list, deciding whether it wants to keep the casino at all. Wynn said Friday that it's in preliminary talks about selling the Encore Boston Harbor Casino to MGM Resorts, which just opened a casino of its own in Springfield. And this comes after Wynn Resorts fought hard to keep its casino license, as state regulators ripped the company for its handling of sexual misconduct allegations against former CEO Steve Wynn. On the line to discuss all these developments is Everett Mayor Carlo Di Maria. Mayor Di Maria, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks, Cal.
Glad to have you. We're basically just wondering what everybody's wondering. What was your first reaction to this news on Friday? Were you surprised or did you have some notice?
No, definitely surprised. We had heard rumblings, you know, thought it was just more, you know, rumors, you know, but when it came out and then I was confirmed the conversation with the CEO himself, shocked, disappointed. Disappointed that they would want to do this.
I would imagine that you weren't surprised that they had begun these talks before the Gaming Commission issued its decision saying they could keep the license, right? I mean, we had seen reports last year that they had been in talks about a possible sale to MGM. But are you surprised the talks continue now that they do have the license in hand and have permission to proceed, that they're still considering a sale?
You know, I think, you know, just myself, I'm probably thinking the CEO, Mr. Maddox, is probably somewhat disappointed with some of the language that was in the report from the Gaming Commission. They really basically called him an unfit CEO in some fashion or form.
And the commissioners were split about whether he was still fit to keep. And the commissioners were split about whether he was fit to keep the job as well. So you're right,
right
about that.
Right. And I know that having a monitor in the corporate offices is something that is not something that they want to see. I believe the CEO fails that way. That, you know, that's something that he doesn't want to have. But that's why I really think there's got to be a conversation with the City of Everett, with Mr. Maddox, and with the Gaming Commission to resolve some of these issues. Right?
Have you had that conversation? Have you talked to Matt Maddox or company executives since Friday?
You know, I've had a conversation with Matt Maddox, but not to that point saying we should call a meeting with the Gaming Commission. I did send in a letter into the, or we will be sending a letter into the Gaming Commission to try to have that conversation because, you know, we're not going to budge. We're not going to allow another resort to buy this facility. Especially if they're not a five-star resort like Wynn is, a company that can really draw an international clientele, really create that destination resort feel, right? That's what was kind of portrayed to us, you know, by the CEO and founder himself. We did lots of telephone town halls with our residents, lots of public meetings with our residents. We talked about transforming not just the Monsanto site, which has been a great feat in itself, right? A Superfund site that's been contaminated for decades and now restored and, beautiful access to the waterfront. But we talked about Civil Line Extension, commuter rail stops. Wynn has acquired over $100 million worth of ancillary parcels in and around the resort, right? There's always been that we've always had those conversations, expectations that they would build more hotel rooms, that they would bring, again, the Civil Line over, commuter rail line, build a pedestrian footbridge connecting over to the Orange Line, which we're not connected to. All those things go away, right? This company, you know, they bought into our, we did a Lower Broadway master plan exercise back in 2010. And they saw that, you know, years later after their attempt to open a casino in Foxborough fell through. And they said, you know what, we love it. We want to do it. We want to not just build the one resort, but we want to build more, you know. So for me, just to have a casino operating in my community, that wasn't my intention and my goal.
It was specifically Wynn, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. But my intentions was to build this, you know, this district, right?
But I guess part of what I'm wondering, though, is, and if you'll pardon the gambling pun, but what cards do you hold here? I mean, what can you do to actually stop the sale if they actually want to go through and sell this property? I realize you've got a local provision in your host agreement, but are you worried that with their team of lawyers, they could find a way to get around it?
I feel confident with the team of lawyers that I have on our end and the assurances that were given to me already that Section 10 specifically spells out that both parties have to agree on a transfer of sale. And we also are, you know, we haven't finalized our 121A. It's the way we get paid. We're making some changes to that document now that it's not just Wynn LLC Boston, it's with the parent company. So any transfer or sale of this facility has to be approved by both the City of Everett and Wynn in Las Vegas. So it's not just, you know, they get around it by selling Wynn LLC Boston, right? So we're tightening up our language now in our 121A that still has not been signed. So, you know, I feel we have... we have our own cards, you know, and I'm sorry, I just I don't really know much about MGM, but again, they're already operating, you know, in Springfield. Mayor Sano, a dear friend of mine who had made promises to his residents, they have about 3,800 employees down there. What happens to Springfield? What does that become? Who operates that?
You know, there's a big ripple effect. There's no question.
It's a big ripple effect, yeah. And I don't care, you know, I care about not just my resort, but I care about the communities in and around all of Massachusetts, to be honest with you. And I care about Mayor Sano and his people in the 3,800 jobs there. And I care about the 5,800 jobs here. You know, do they take, does someone come in and promise to maintain the level of services that Wynn, you know, provides? You and I both know that's not the case. You know, you go to many resorts where they don't have as many employees. They don't go above and beyond like Wynn does, right?
And that's, yeah, and we've seen the
again,
reporting about
I would not have done a deal
the generous
with
compensation. And right, yeah. In the moments we have left, Mr. Mayor, I'm wondering whether, you know, if you're able to get this sort of convening of the commission and Matt Maddox, the Wynn CEO that you're talking about. I mean, can you, I don't know, sort of broker a deal here? I mean, we saw the Globe columnist Joan Vinaki today speculating that perhaps Maddox is making this personal. Of course, he got hit with $500,000 fine and that he's really mad at the monitor that you described. I mean, maybe you could kind of play peacemaker and get this thing patched up?
Well, I think someone has to. I think someone has to do that to maintain the integrity of the game legislation that was passed. And I'm sure I'll have support from a lot of other elected officials. We have to. I mean, you just can't. This is the Region A license. You know, it was meant to go to a 5-star resort. I don't know many others like Wynn that can provide that level of service. Not saying that MGM can't or cannot, can or cannot, right? But I know
but you had a bird in the hand, and it was a pretty good one, and you and you'd like to keep it.
yes, right. I mean, we had a partner, in the, even the local group that has been assembled here. They're, you know, they're a tremendous group of professionals that get it. They're community oriented. They've supported so many of different community groups in not only in Everett but in the Commonwealth itself. Right, this is a, you know, a 5-star resort that gets it. They understand that they want to provide the highest quality of services to their employees, to their residents, and to the people that are their customers. Right, and no one else is going to do that. And again, all the different amenities, the transportation amenities, the desire to build more rooms, the desire to really, you know, the parcels they brought, they purchased, scrap yards, used car lots. It's been really like an industrial section of the City of Everett for years that they really, you know, have a vision to transform. I don't believe anyone else will do that. So that's where we're at.
That's Everett Mayor Carlo DiMaria. Mr. Mayor, thanks a lot for being with us today.
Cal, no problem. Thank you.
All right, let's bring in WBUR State House reporter Steve Brown, who's been listening in to that conversation. Hey there, Steve.
Hey, Cal.
So we just heard Mayor DeMaria in Everett suggest that perhaps he could get everybody in a room, the Gaming Commission, the CEO of Wynn Resorts, Matt Maddox, figure something out here to make sure that we can move forward with Wynn continuing to own Encore Boston Harbor. From your read of covering this for a long time, does that seem like a possible scenario?
Well, that's kind of like herding cats, I think, that, you know, it's going to be difficult to get everybody on the same page there because there's, you know, so many things at play here. And I think he touched upon possibly some hard feelings on the part of Matt Maddox to the sanctions that were handed down by the Mass Gaming Commission that, you know, some folks would or, you know, some CEOs would find that insulting. And I'm sure he does. So can they get them all together and rowing in the same direction? That's a difficult task.
Well, so we mentioned the possible hurt feelings there. What else are you hearing, Steve, about why Wynn Resorts might be willing to entertain a bid for this thing that it just spent $2.5 million to build?
Yeah, well, they're not feeling the love from Massachusetts, especially from the Gaming Commission, where the commission rebuked Matt Maddox, who was the CEO, and Steve Wynn's protege, the last real connection between the company of today and Steve Wynn, whose you know reputation has you know really just gone, you know, personal reputation has gone down the dumper in the past year after everything that was revealed last year. Now, you know, requiring him to get Matt Maddox get that management coaching, as I said, he probably considers that it's an insult. And I think last year, when, you know, knowing that the commission could do pretty much anything it wanted to punish them. The commission could have yanked the license away from Wynn altogether.
Sure.
And if that was the case, they were going to have to figure out how do we unload this property that we've dumped $2.5 billion in. So, you know, I was hearing yesterday in the building, oh, yeah, these rumors have been floating about. And as the mayor was just saying a few minutes ago to you, these rumors were going out. Well, I think Wynn likely wanted to, and if we're going with gambling expressions, they wanted to cover all their bets and develop an exit strategy if need be. If they lost the license, what are they going to do with that property? So they were probably getting their ducks in a row, lining up MGM. And, you know, it turns out that the sanction was not as severe as saying, Wynn, no, you can't have this at all. They said, no, you're still suitable, but Matt Maddox, we don't like a lot of the things that you've been done, and we think you need this help, and we're going to fine you, and we're going to have, you know, somebody looking over your shoulder and all that. So what Maddox is probably doing now is he's going to the Wynn board and say, look, you got to pick either Boston or me. The fact is that Wynn Resorts makes most of their money from Asia. Their future really doesn't depend on Boston. And if Maddox expects that he's going to get nothing but headaches and hassles from state regulators, it makes a lot of sense to cut the losses and get out of Dodge.
So just from a logistical standpoint here, Steve, how the heck would Wynn and MGM untangle this mess? Because there's a lot of hurdles you got to jump over. You'd have to get sign-off from the Gaming Commission, which has been very busy doing fitness hearings and redoing fitness hearings. What would this process look like?
It's all uncharted territory. I mean, these are the first licenses to go out there, and we've only got one full casino operating and one slots parlor. There's still room for two more, one that's going to supposedly open next month and possibly one down in Region C down in southeastern Massachusetts. So they really don't know exactly how this would play out. And, you know, I've tried to ask questions of the Gaming Commission. How about this? How about this hypothetical situation? They don't want to deal in hypothetical situations. They say they're only going to deal with things as they come to them. And they have to judge by the facts on the ground on that particular case. So they're not going with the what if type of games. You know, just looking at the law and looking at what the commission has to do. If this double switch where MGM takes over Everett and MGM gives up their Springfield property, it would probably, I think, be sort of a double swap where they would get everybody. You know, Wynn would say, okay, we're leaving. MGM's going to take over Everett. Company Z is going to come in and take over Springfield's property. Let's, you know, you guys, the commission now goes and determines the suitability of Company Z that's coming in. They're also going to reopen the suitability of MGM to see if they're still qualified to operate the property in Everett. And then it would all kind of move as one big shift. That's kind of speculation on our part as to how this would operate. But again, it's uncharted territory. We really don't know for sure.
Boy, we all knew it would be uncharted territory when that casino law was signed in 2011. But who knew that we would end up here when these things were finally opening? That's WBUR
reporter.
Absolutely.
Nothing is simple.
Nothing is simple. Steve Brown, thanks a lot for your time today.
Thanks, Cal.
Stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Callum Borchers. This is Radio Boston.